hello, hello, and welcome to the very first broadcast of the Sugar Dove new season. I'm your host, Disco Dan, and what you just heard was one of my favorite pieces of the late 70s zeitgeist, the theme from the Donnie and Marie variety show. It is also the theme for all of our disco broadcasts, so when you hear it, that's how you know the party's starting, babe. But now, before I open up these doors, I thought I might give a word or two for the people who may be tuning in for the very first time. Of course, thank you so much for stopping by. It really means a lot to me, for you see, Sugar Dove was born almost a year ago now out of one girl's simple dream to start a disco-themed radio show. It's a genre that seems to have sort of been left behind in recent times, and granted, it does get a bit of flack from the older music audience too. But in my heart of hearts, disco has always had a special place thanks to its energy, its passion, its eccentricity at times. But it can be silly, and it can be somber. Most of all, it can make you dance with perms, low-button shirts, jumpsuits, chokers, and platforms to boot. And then, over time, the show featured many other genres of music from the 70s and 60s as well. From psychedelic rock, sunshine, pop, folk, and rock and roll, all genres of music that I love since I was 10 and introduced to the Hollies and the Beatles by my dad. And Sugar Dove is as much about me sharing music that fell through the cracks with a brand new audience as it is about me discovering for myself what all these two decades have to offer and taking you all along for that ride. So whether you're a big disco fan like me, maybe know an ABBA hit or two and are curious to know more, or are just tuning in because there's nothing else to do at the end of a homecoming weekend, we hope you enjoy the next hour of funky disco deep cut tunes. And you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. If you can't stick around, though, don't sweat it, babe. We post every recording of our broadcast at KHDX 93.1. We post all of our recorded broadcast at khdx.fm/blog. We can also dig all of last year's episodes, and we will post each set list to our Instagram at sugardovedisco, where you can stay updated on upcoming genre specials. Now on Sugar Dove, which, by the way, is just a board I really like and an animal I really like, we usually like to let the music speak for itself, mostly uninterrupted. But if there's a story to tell, I'll share it, babe. This first actor-composer was most known for his role in Thank God It's Friday, a disco movie starring Donna Summer, the Commodores, and Jeff Goldblum, which now I really gotta watch this movie. It sounds awesome. But he also had a brief but wild music career, and the powerful opening track of his second album is just as cinematic as it is applicable to those of us who are only just realizing that we're nearly halfway through the semester already. So now, without any further ado, give it up for Paul Jabara opening up the Sugar Dove Disco with Didn't the Time Go Fast.
Like only yesterday, didn't have to worry about a thing. No, didn't the time go fast? Left with only memories, wondering what the future's gonna bring.
I can see my life right before my eyes, see myself reflected in the past, living in a dream, awakened by surprise.
Together,
got to
together.
flash a smile.
So it sounds like we might be having some mic trouble, but let's see. Testing, testing. Can I be heard? Sorry, one moment, friends. Okay. All right. What you just heard was Peggy Scott with Move Maker, followed by, I of course had to play some Donny Osmond. That was a track off of his last solo album from the 70s that I really wish was on streaming, The More I Live, The More I Love. And now up next, famous for her album Peach Melba and disco single This Is It, here's Melba Moore with Stay A While.
Stick around and see what happens, what we
very cute tune from Melba Moore. But now, while his name might not ring any bells, he arranged and produced from a wide variety of groups, The Association, Tommy Rowe, and most closely the Beach Boys, for having several brief forays into solo music, including a group called California or California Music. Up next is Kurt Boetcher giving his very unique disco take on the old 1950 classic Music, Music, Music. I guess it wouldn't surprise you to know that he also made that 11-minute disco version of Here Comes the Night on the Beach Boys Light album. But now you're listening to 93.1 KHDX in Conway, Arkansas. Here's another more, no relation, best known for her Soul Meets Country Ballad Misty Blue. This is Dorothy Moore leading us to our slower segment of the Big Boss Hour with We Need More Lovin' Time.
What we need is lovin' time, a time for us to understand. We need more love.
But all I've tried to be never quite came out.
That was Forever in Love by Edgar Winter, brother of Johnny Winter, both predominantly blues rock musicians, followed by One Good Reason, a beautiful song by the Waters Family Group. But now, what hasn't Lulu done? Several 60s hits, hosted TV shows, won Eurovision, even briefly married a Bee Gee. But here's a lesser-known track of hers from 1979. This is Lulu with Come See What Love.
See what love has done to me. Tossed like a ship on a raging sea. Come see what love has done to me. See what love has done to me.
Right, that was Telegram by the disco trio Silver Convention, followed by Rerun from an old-time movie by the Street People, a soul quintet who unfortunately only ever released one album in 1976. That is sadly also all the time we have left for today, but if you enjoyed the broadcast, make sure to tune in same time next week for our second and last disco show, at least before we kick off this year's genre specials. I'm super excited to discover more amazing music with you all. And of course, thank you, thank you, thank you so much to those of you who stuck around, and also to anyone who attended the Homecoming Ensemble concert yesterday. Both of those mean a lot to me. And make sure, if you can, to check out some of the other shows that are starting this year in order to support the whole radio station as a whole. And of course, I want to give another special thank you to the unofficial Sugar Duff fan club. That is my mom and my dad, who make sure that everything sounds right as I'm going on. Granted, there were a few fumbles starting out. I had some trouble with the crossfade, like the fade between the songs for some reason. Don't know why. But other than that, it was a strong start. First show behind us. Can only go up from here. But now, as always, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. I said it wrong last time, but that's how you say it. And we have one more track coming up. It's another little-known but fabulous tune by a very big name. This singer started all the way back in 1957 and would go on to have many hits from Breaking Up Is Hard to Do to Laughter in the Rain. So now, closing out our very first broadcast of the year is the fantastic voice of Neil Sedaka with All You Need Is the Music.